Sorry. You gave me a bit of a fright. No, I'm not following you. Why would you ask that? Really? 'Cause I think we just happen to be going the exact same way. I mean, don't you think it's suspicious that, you're going the same way as me? Really? Because I take this way to go home every single night, and I never see you. So maybe you're the suspicious one. Yeah, right. You think I'm dressed weird? I suppose the trench coat could be a bit suspicious. However, it's very chilly outside tonight. And I work in an office. A trench coat like this is incredibly fashionable, don't you think? Hiding something. No, why on earth would I be hiding something? Don't be ridiculous. You're really gonna force me to show you? Fine. I have something special to show you. What? Why are you making that face at me? You're ogling me. And your eyes are lingering in certain places. Well, don't look so shocked. You were the one who asked me to open it. Maybe you shouldn't ask a lady to undress in front of you in public. It's incredibly... something. Now suddenly you're curious as to why I'm here. Just like this. Kidding seems to be the only thing you're interested in. And what if I don't want to close it? Maybe I like you staring. And after all, let's not forget who's really at fault here. You're the one who asked me to. Remember? All because you couldn't keep your nose to yourself. Do you regret it? Of course, it's shameful. But you're a complete stranger, staring up and down my naked body. Doesn't that just excite you? Even a little bit? You can touch me if you want, you know? If you're into that or something. Of course, I'm being serious. Cameras? What are you talking about? This isn't some stupid social experiment. Do you really think I'd show my coochie on TV? Exactly. No, it's not a prank. I'm just a really fucked up girl who has some really sick fetishes and... you. I want to enjoy them with you. What do you think? Do you want to touch me or not? If you want to do anything more, well, this trench coat is big enough to lay down anywhere. you're feeling really simple, of course we could do it on that bench. Do what? What do you think I mean? I want you to fuck me right here in the middle of this park. Who cares if somebody walks by? That's like the whole point. The idea, the chance that some random person could see us in such a precarious position, isn't that just exciting? Where's your sense of adventure? Of course, you can touch me wherever you want. Boobs should have been my obvious guess. Thank you. I'm glad you like them. No need to be so rough. I don't plan on going anywhere. You're far more into this than I was expecting you to be. Did I judge you wrong? Are you actually really kinky? Who knows? Maybe you could even be kinkier than me. Doubt it, though. So, have you made up your mind? Are you going to have me here on this bench, or... What are you doing? You're quite strong. You didn't have to toss me over here, practically. We could have walked, you know. Hey! What the... Just like that. It's huge. Well, if I'm being honest, I never actually done this before. Well, most guys don't tend to be alarmed when a cute girl is following them. You're the first one to actually, take the bait, let alone offer to... Just the way you put it in so fast. I'm not used to that. No, I don't want you to stop or take it out. I want this. I want you. Just give me a few seconds. Move a little slowly, maybe. Maybe that could... Might have totally inhaled a bug or something, but one of the cons of getting railed in a park. Well, take this. This has my number on it. Maybe if you're feeling lonely, we can do this again sometime. No strings attached. Alright. Yeah. No strings attached.